farm editors.
Yeah, and anything you can do to say what we've done for the farmer, I appreciate it. I can't get much out of agriculture. But I got to, you can get it over something 4 o'clock, just 3 or 4 little points.
4 p.m. We've done lots for the farmers, Mr. President. I'll get something over to you.
Now, the second thing is, what about our Central Arizona project?
Did Lee White have a chance to talk with you before this morning, Mr. President? We, Elmer and I talked with him yesterday. The way we stand at the moment is as follows. We have a possible letter for you to send to Senator Heaton. Now, as the letter stands now, I don't think Senator Heaton would be very happy with it. It's very vague, very, very broad and general.
He's here right now. All he wants is, he wants me to say that this legislation's all right since he and the governor agreed on it. And I'm inclined to agree, but unless there's some reason, because it's not going to take any of our money this year.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
And I'm a water man, and I just make it part of my program next year.
That's right, Mr. President. It involves something like $1.2 billion on the part of the project which is up for authorization now, and further.
I voted for it when I was a member of the Senate way back yonder, and. Is California pretty well together on it?
Oh, yes. California and Arizona.
Southern California is against it.
Well, Southern California was against the Central Arizona project originally because this would have diverted water that's now going into Southern California. But they worked out an agreement between Arizona and Southern California which protects the interests of Southern California at the expense of the federal government. And on those terms, my understanding is that Southern California is quite willing to accept it. What the agreement says is that in effect that the federal government will protect the interest of Southern California in the water of the Colorado River by bringing it in from elsewhere at a cost no greater than the cost would be if it were actually in the Colorado River. So that this was the essence of the agreement, and this is what has has reconciled Southern California to the Central Arizona project.
Well,
but of course at very great cost to the federal government, which could run over $3 billion in the years ahead. One of the things that worries us most, Mr. President, is the nature of these cost guarantees to Southern California. What they say is that the federal government assumes a responsibility to see to it that if there isn't enough water in the river, and if Arizona draws its legal entitlements from the river, the federal government will see to it that the deficiency is made up for Southern California. And we'll see to it that the water is provided at a cost no greater than if it were in the river. What we've done is to prepare a letter which endorses the regional approach, to the problem, which says that there are many problems to be worked out, one of which is this question of guarantees. We have talked with Senator Hayden's staff in the last week and tried to reach agreement on a modified draft which changes the language relating to guarantees for Southern California. We're still hoping, although I'm not sure that we can pull it off, to produce a bill relating to the guarantees for Southern California that we can live with. We're in the middle of those discussions now and haven't quite completed them.
Well, I'll tell him to get up there, and you try to work out something with him this next week.
We'll do it, Mr. President. Thank you.